Today I'm supposed to give a devotional message, which I hear means shorter, so we're going to give that a shot. So, am I on? Can you hear me? All right. So, today I'm going to be in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 15, so if you want to turn there to follow along, you can. Before we start there, I'm going to share some little-known facts about the first Thanksgiving that was celebrated by the pilgrims. What made that possible was the generosity of the Indians. Had it not been for them, there would have been insufficient food for the feast. So I don't know how many of you guys know that, but the pilgrims were in dire straits during that first Thanksgiving. I mean, they were without food, without supplies, and they were really, really struggling to survive. And so the Wampanoag Indians, who had a custom of helping their visitors, came along and shared in a feast and then gave the pilgrims skills that they could use throughout the rest of their time here to learn how to grow their own crops and things like that. So the first Thanksgiving was the pilgrims being thankful for the help of the Wampanoag Indians, but it was also the Wampanoag Indians being thankful for their bountiful harvest, the skills that they had learned, and they were able to share that with their visitors. Not only did the Wampanoags respect other people, but they respected everything as equals. And so even when they hunted, they would leave behind parts of the animal that they had just killed as an offering to their god, which, you know, take that for what it's worth. But we can learn something from that. We can learn that the things that we're blessed with aren't of our own doing. I mean, they had skills in hunting, but had it not been for God providing that animal for them, providing that atmosphere, providing their skills, creating them and knowing them before they were even born, they wouldn't be able to do that. And so a lot of the things that we are blessed with, we have to give thanks to God for that. A lot of times we like to toot our own horns and think, man, I was really good at what I just did and I earned that. But had it not been for God creating you and giving you those gifts and those talents, we wouldn't be anywhere. We'd be lost. So let's read together in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 15. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, as it is written. They have given freely, scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed, and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. As through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of this service, by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So Paul's not only telling us to be generous, but he's telling us to do it with cheer. He wants us to be cheerful givers, to give willingly and with joy. When we give reluctantly, we aren't satisfied. He says, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. So when we give out of cheer, out of joy, out of what God has given us, we have the urge to give more than we would on our own compulsion, or out of guilt, or out of duress. To give out of the true thanksgiving that we have for God allows us to give freely and to give with cheer. A good picture of a cheerful giver is Eleanor Boyer from Somerville, New Jersey, who won $11.8 million in the state lottery. Miss Boyer decided to give all of her winnings away, keeping nothing for herself. She lives in a house that is paid for, has a small pension, and drives a 1968 Chevy Malibu. Miss Boyer gave most of the money to her church and the rest to her town. She is a woman of deep faith who rises every day at 5:30 to pray and then attends a 7 o'clock Mass. She has taught catechism and counted money for the church for many years. God takes care of me, she said, as she joyfully gave all of her winnings away. And giving cheerfully doesn't have to do with just money. I was going to share a different story this morning to illustrate this, And then I got an email from Vi, and it kind of changed things. And so Vi sent me an email, and it has five lessons that we can learn. And the last lesson, man, I was in tears reading it. And so I want to read it to you because this, to me, describes cheerful giving. It reads, many years ago, when I worked as a volunteer at a hospital, I got to know a little girl named Liz, who was suffering from a rare and serious disease. Her only chance of recovery appeared to be a blood transfusion from her five-year-old brother, who had miraculously survived the same disease and had developed the antibodies needed to combat the illness. The doctor explained the situation to the little brother and asked the little boy if he would be willing to give his blood to his sister. I saw him hesitate for only a moment and then take a deep breath and says, yes, I'll do it if it will save her life. As the transfusion progressed, he lay in the bed next to his sister and smiled, as we all did, seeing the color returning to her cheeks. Then his face grew pale and his smile faded. He looked up to the doctor and asked with a trembling voice, will I start to die right away? Being young, the little boy had misunderstood the doctor. He thought he was going to have to give his sister all of his blood in order to save his life. Giving is a part of worship in which thanksgiving and glory to God is expressed. One of the verses in the section that I read says, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing with many expressions of thanks to God. This has been my life verse since I was at college. And the reason I like it so much is because it doesn't say anything about money. It doesn't say anything about tithing. It says the service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is overflowing with many expressions of thanks to God. And I know this morning our thank offering is kind of focused on finances. We want to give what God has blessed us with in order to bless other ministries. But I want to encourage you this morning that it's more than that. And I want to challenge you to think of ways beyond this morning, beyond your finances, that you can bless other people in service. Maybe you've got neighbors and friends and family that don't know the Lord. You know, a kind word or a testimony can really go a long way. The cashiers at the grocery stores are going to be going through hectic times right now as the holidays approach. You know, just being extra patient with them. Or, you know, maybe you built a relationship with one of them and now's the time to invite them over for dinner or to a Wednesday night at the church or something like that. So I really just want to encourage you this morning, beyond what you do this morning in the Sunday service, to really pray and ask God to reveal a way that you can perform a service of thanksgiving that not only supplies the needs of his people, but overflows with many expressions of thanks to who he is and what he's provided you. So let's pray this morning. Lord, we are thankful. Help us to be cheerful givers, not only of our finances, Lord, but of our time, of our skills, of our talents, of our abilities. Lord, help us to get out of our comfort zones and share the things that you've blessed us with, to serve others the way that you've called us to do. Lord, to talk about you and the things that you've done in our lives, even if it's not comfortable, even if we feel like we might be rejected, because that is what it means to be thankful. And Lord, I pray this morning that this thank offering, Lord, will supply the needs of your people that you've called to ministry and the many ministries that we decided to give this to. Lord, I pray that it overflows with abundance and that you multiply it even more after today, that it can spread a long way, Lord, and help people come to know who you are and the love that you have for us. Lord, I'm just so thankful this morning for who you are. Thank you for sending your son. Lord Jesus, thank you for being willing to go to the cross for us. Help us never to overlook the small things that you do and never to overlook the cross. We pray these things in your name this morning, Jesus. Amen.